Paradise, Texas. Good morning. I'm Tom Landry. Okay, I'm really not Tom Landry. But I do have a lot in common with him. Neither one of us coach a winning football team. How's that? Sammy Hagar on the Eagle. All hit 97.1 KGL, the Rock and Roll Eagle. It's about 7:08 on this Friday morning, gang. It's going to be a genuinely nice day. As a matter of fact, the weekend ain't going to suck either. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-90s today. Tonight and tomorrow, we'll get a few high clouds. And low tonight's going to be in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, we'll get back up into the mid-90s again. And notice there's no call for rain at all. For the remainder of the holiday weekend, everybody's certainly curious about that, I guess. It's going to be partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms on Labor Day, on Monday. But yeah. Even Sunday, they're just saying them high clouds, you know, and a few of them. It's beautiful outside my window right now. What, about 69, 70 degrees?
Just about.
Yeah, okay. Who, me? Oh, you know that Here Comes the Pope song we did there a while ago?
Yes.
Right after we finished recording yesterday, me and Charlie Ferguson, the guy that owns Bullet Sound, where we recorded it, we went to lunch together, right?
Uh-huh.
Went to Chili's over on Restaurant Row.
Yeah.
You know, because it was fairly close to the studio. And there was a bunch of people worked in there and knew who I was and came by and trying to tell me a bunch of jokes, and I knew all their jokes. And then here comes some old fella just dressed to the nines, boy. I mean, had on a crisp, starched white shirt and a tie. Walked up, introduced himself as the manager of the place. His name was Stephen Scott, right?
Yeah.
And he says, Moby, I don't know how to put that. I want you to say something for me tomorrow, but I don't know if I should or not. I said, well, what is it? He says, well, I want you to say hi to my girlfriend, Jennifer Schultz.
Yeah.
But by tomorrow morning, she ought to be my fiancé.
Oh.
And I says, well, if I say it on the radio and say you're thinking about it and then you didn't and she hears it, you're going to be in hot soup. You know that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, I guess I've done put my balls in the crack now, hadn't I?
Oh, God.
I said, yeah, you have, Stephen. And so Jennifer Schultz, if you ain't engaged to Stephen Scott this morning, he wussed out on you, okay?
Of course, he said no.
Well, I guess there's another little twist to that deal, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we may never know for sure, but I promised him I'd say it, so there, I did. Hollywood's up in Black Thunder, just cruising around having the best time. Oh, Lord, you're back in the shower.
Hold on just a second. Let me try something.
All right, go ahead, try something, Hollywood. While you do that, I'll wish happy birthday to Isabel Lopez in Grand Prairie.
It's not cleaning up the shower.
No, wait, let me tap mine a minute or two here. Oh, I love that. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Harder, harder. Wait a minute.
Hey.
That didn't get any better at all.
Let's do it.
Well, we tried.
Yeah, we tried. Well,
let me get a bigger hammer for next time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The only problem we got, the earlier accident, northbound RLT Colorado, is going to be cleared up at this time, Moby, but we've still got to back up to Beckley. It's going to be a bumper to bumper in that area, and on back to 6735 split, it's going to be a rolling back up. Also, a disabled southbound central on LBJ, it's going to be the left shoulder red pickup truck, and it's causing an onlooker back up. Northern Dallas on the Fort Worth Dallas area on the mid-city. For the Eagle, over Navy Dallas, I'm Hollywood at the controls of Black Thunder.
Got a new fall lineup of rock and roll extremely capable air talent. Yes, that's right. A new lineup of the disc jerkies around the Eagle here. And we even added a new fat boy, which just tickles me to death because I can borrow his clothes. From 5 to 9 is when we're doing the morning show now. And I like that, too, because getting out of here at 9 o'clock, I get you hug my whole day. I can go take care of stuff. And, you know, we got the regular morning show stuff. And then from 9 to 11, J.D. Ryan's in. Kid Craddock's 3 to 6. In the late nights now, we got this new old boy on with a little sissy faggot name, but he's a big old macho dude. I mean, he's tough, got one of them kind of voices, you know, when he's on the radio.
Yeah.
Which I was always jealous of because I didn't have one of those.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I should apologize about the sissy faggot crack.
Uh-huh.
His name's Andre Gardner. Plays loads of late night rock and roll hits.
And wears the weirdest shorts.
From 10 at night till 2 in the morning. Wears the ugliest britches in the history of mankind.
Did you see him this morning?
Yeah, I know. He's only doing that so I won't ask to borrow his clothes. I know that's right. I don't think you got anything I want to wear under. 14 minutes after 7 o'clock Friday morning with Chicago on the Eagle.
Just to create. todos. Este es Juan Antonio. Levanten sus culos de la cama con Moby en la mañana. On the Eagle.
Well, I just got off another 10-hour day for no recognition. The cars that I'll never give that bitch a chance.
I used to name her. All Head 97.1 KEGL with the bitch. It's about 7:22. Good morning, everybody. Get your lazy asses out of bed. Oh, me Friday morning, holiday weekend, and Moby in the morning on the radio. Yes, indeedy. A quick happy birthday down in Athens, Texas, to Vanessa Wood. Now, Vanessa is a secretary for Dr. Cooper's office down there in Athens.
Yes.
She's 28 years old today. And she was just recently voted the most eligible bachelorette in Athens, Texas. Got her picture in the paper for it.
Well, wowie, wowie.
Some of you Athens boys ain't doing your duty now. Go, remove that woman from the ranks of the available. And before you even say, you can even tell if you want to or not just by going and getting yourself a local paper down there and looking at her pictures.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, come on. She's probably lovely.
Oh, she probably is. They wouldn't pick a pig, would they, put the picture in the paper?
No.
This is going to be a lovely day. Sunny and mostly sunny, high in the mid-90s today. And it's in the upper 60s, around 70, low 70s, all over the entire Mobyplex, even as we speak. I promised I'd say good luck. Hollywood, you can join us on this, too, if you want to.
Okay.
I promised I'd say good luck to the Texas Kickers. They're a clogging group. The teenage kickers.
All right.
The teen kickers. They're going to be leaving for Oklahoma City today at noon, representing the Fort Worth area in a clogging competition.
Okay.
And they listen to us every morning. I guess they practice their clogging to Bon Jovi records. I'm not sure, but
you know, maybe.
I do wish them good luck and you know, have a safe trip up there. That's more important. More important than winning is getting there and back safe
really?
And safe.
Sure.
So be careful and don't ride in no helicopters. It's about 7:23. Hollywood's in Black Thunder, and you're brought to us by Berryman.
Okay, buddy. The only problem we got is going to be southbound central at LBJ on the left shoulder of the disabled red pick-em-up truck. How do you like it? Pick-em-up, huh?
Okay. I like that. That's Texas, baby.
Yeah, pick-em-up truck. It's causing a slide on looker back up that area. You know, the problem is around the Fort Worth area or the mid-cities. For the Eagle at Grand Prairie, I'm Hollywood at the controls of Black Thunder.
Hey, let Berryman be good to your car.
Tune up your car without using tools. Check it out. Check it.
Good morning. It's 7:28. Blue skies and 69 degrees in the Metroplex, and I'm Michelle Dibble with Eagle Information. We'll find out today what's the verdict in the Moscow trial of Matthias Rust. A prosecutor has asked the Ruski court to imprison the 19-year-old West German man for 8 years for landing his small plane in Red Square. Today, Rust asked for leniency and promised that if he gets a light sentence, he will never betray the court's trust. Rust claims that he was on a peace mission when he landed, but prosecutors insist that he was just out for cheap popularity. Johnny Van Zant has hit the road playing the rock and roll songs that his brother played when he was in the Lynyrd Skynyrd Band. Three members of the original band, including Van Zant's brother, were killed in 1977 when their chartered plane crashed in Mississippi. Van Zant and the new Lynyrd Skynyrd Band are preparing for a tour that'll kick off this Sunday at the Volunteer Jam Concert. As for playing the familiar tunes, Van Zant says it feels good for the band spiritually and emotionally. A British newspaper reports one-third of all Danish women who arrive late for work say that they were delayed by having sex. Apparently in Denmark, this is an excusable absence. Isn't that nice? A pitcher struck out a season-high 9 batters in Comiskey Park last night, but unfortunately he works for the Chicago White Sox. Yes, the Rangers lost in Chicago 5-2. Bobby Witt took the loss for the Rangers. Charlie Huff will be on the mound tonight at home in Arlington as they begin a homestand against Detroit. That's at 7:35. It's going to be sunny and hot today and tomorrow with highs around 97, overnight low about 68. The weather outlook for the holiday weekend, partly cloudy mornings, sunny afternoons, and a chance of some rain late on Monday. Right now it's 69 at the Moby Broadcasting Complex. For the Eagle, I'm Michelle Dipple.
There you go. Good morning, everybody. About 7:29 right now. You know, Hollywood's been having a little bit of problems with his radio and the helicopter there lately, and our engineer's been working on it. Well, Wes, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, Moby.
That's good, man. You finding Hollywood's problem, son, huh?
Still looking.
Okay, keep looking, Wes. Good morning, everybody. He wasn't expecting that at all. I was teasing with Wes. Good morning, y'all. Get your butts in gear. This is Tom Sawyer, Rush on the Eagle.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean stride. Hallelujah. Get your ass up with Moby in the morning. Get your ass up.
KEGL, the Rock and Roll Eagle. It's about 7:38, 22 minutes till 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday morning. We've done it, gang. We've cheated death another working week and boldly stand at the threshold of yet another rock and roll weekend. Yeah, baby, and devil, let me bum you out.
Uh-oh.
I hate to do this to you, darling.
What, honey?
It was in the paper this morning. I'm sure, Hollywood, you've heard.
What's that?
Oh, never mind. Your shower's still
okay,
there.
Let me
well,
see back.
All right, come back.
What is it?
Tom Selleck?
Oh, yeah.
Got married a month ago.
Yes, I know.
And they've kept it secret.
Mm-hmm.
They just released the news yesterday.
Yes, I know.
You heard?
Yes.
You're holding up well.
I was going to deal with it in the next newscast, my last one, before I start break down and cry.
Yeah. Well, he did it, girls. Sorry. There went Magnum.
Yep.
Girls, I tell you, it's not been a good year. You've lost Springsteen. Mark Harmon has been married.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise got married, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now Tom Selleck.
And Liberace died.
Yeah? Mm. Not many ladies are... Well, never mind. But girls, eventually, somebody's going to have to marry John Candy. I mean...
You think so?
Well, yeah. We're running out of hunks. Now we go to chunks. And, you know...
Roseanne Barr, maybe.
She's already married.
Oh.
Oh, well, anyhow. Fat guys, thumbs up, man. The hunks are all taken. Good luck. Go for it. See all them pretty women out there, there ain't no hunks left for them. Us fat guys, we get to pretty girls from now on.
And they're merry plastic surgeons is what they do.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, she didn't even ask me to do it, but I'm going to anyhow. There's this gal just called in a minute ago. Her name's Gail Noonan.
Yeah.
She's a 35-year-old divorcee, and she says she's been in the workforce for 17 years and has done moderately well, but her life isn't quite what she thought it ought to be.
Yeah.
So she has just registered up and starts classes Wednesday. She's going back to college, going to major, and she said medical records admin, and I thought she said medical records of men. No, she said admin as in administration.
Yeah.
And she's going back to college. And so good luck, Gail.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You make good grades. You know, it's easier for older folks like that to make good grades because they're more serious about school. They ain't going to party at all. They're going to get educated.
And they're not so easily distracted by 22-year-old boys either.
Well, I don't know about that. I said Gail was a 35-year-old divorcee, and I think the 22-year-old boys...
That is about
might
right.
..might be about 10% of the reason that... you never know. Good luck, Gail. Hollywood's in Black Thunder. Hi, that sounds better.
Well, a little better.
Right. Well, you must have hit it with a larger hammer. Go ahead.
You did.
No.
Okay, we did have an earlier accident that no one had seen. It's going to be eastbound LBJ. It's off on the shoulder at this time. At Corinth, causing a slide on looker back up that area. We've still got the disabled southbound central LBJ. It's going to be on the left shoulder. The red disabled pick-em-up truck. Slide on looker back up in that area. No other problems reported around the Dallas-Fort Worth Mobiplex. No problems in Fort Worth or the Mid-Cities. For the Eagle at Meacham Airport, I'm Hollywood at Controls of Black Thunder.
It's Foley's Labor Day sale and clearance. We're working hard to bring you big savings all over the store.
Larry's Shoes.
Boom. Good morning, gang. Tell you what. First, let me tell you about this first. The Eagle Coke 97 Days of Summer, of course, is just about to peter out here. We still got some great prizes left to give away, though, before it does finally peter out. Keep listening for the next chance to call in and win Sea and Ski Labor Day Cool Down Packs. We gave one a while ago away to somebody. What was that boy's name, Sonny?
Carl Murphy.
What?
Carl Murphy.
Carl Murphy. Won a cool-down pack a while ago. We've also got some car detailing on the block and wind attending and more stuff from Details Limited. That's up in Carrollton. And maybe you'll live rent-free for 6 months in a beautiful one-bedroom apartment at Timber Ridge on Park Lane at Ridgecrest. On top of all that, you can pick up some more free lunches, wrestling tickets, albums, and cassettes. And Eagles always got the most winners. That's a fact, even as the summer is becoming just a very pleasant memory. So hang on for your next shot to be part of the fun.
fun and good luck.
Yeah, baby. Tell you what I got in my filthy little hands right now. There's going to be a big, fine International Aerobatic Club air show in McKinney on Monday. It's in the afternoon. If you want to go, I got four tickets for it. Give them a call 10-7871-971. Joey Lewis on the Eagle.